It's that time of year when you come inside, shut the windows, and turn on the heat. This week on WRVO's health and wellness show, Take Care, hosts Linda Lowen and Lorraine Rapp speak with home improvement expert Bob Vila about how you can ensure the indoor air you're breathing is as clean and healthy as possible.
What steps can we take to ensure that we are breathing clean air in our homes?
It's very, very important at this point in time to service your heating equipment, and that usually involves making sure that the filtration system is up to snuff and that the filters have been replaced. And the other part of the equation has to do with your ductwork. Depending on the age of the house and the conditions, sometimes the ductwork gets dirty, and it's a very important thing to know about that and to keep it clean if necessary.
I was always afraid if I did blow out the ductwork, it would only increase the dust in the house.
Well, you wouldn't be blowing it out. You'd be vacuuming it, basically. It's not a DIY kind of thing. You do want to have a professional outfit come to investigate.
Is that something you can just eyeball it yourself? Could it be hidden, like in the pipes, that you're just not seeing?
It can be hidden. One of the critical things is, how old is your house? If you're in a 10 or 15-year-old house, you probably don't have much of an issue. If you're in an older house, you could, in fact, have accumulations.
So when we are talking about the choices for the do-it-yourselfer who says, I'm going to go in there and fiddle around with my furnace, there are choices in filters. There's the standard fiberglass. You know, I've seen the pleated paper, electrostatic, HEPA filters. There is a significant difference in filtration in each of those types, or are they specific to certain types of things that they're removing from the air?
No, they're all trying to do everything at once. It's just a question of which ones do the best job. And, I mean, HEPA-certified filtration, I've always thought, is the best way to go. You go to the Big Box Home Improvement Center, you will see all the different types of available filters. Obviously, the key thing is to make sure you're getting the right sized ones, but also to spring for the high-quality one, especially if you have family members with allergy issues, any kind of breathing difficulties, an asthmatic child. All of these different things are factors that you need to consider.
If you have a family member who suffers from allergies, is a filter attached to your furnace going to do the job, or should you look into additional supplemental air filtration systems, like something in the room?
You definitely should be looking at additional air filtration systems. There's two things. Look for a quality HEPA-rated filtration system. But one of the other things to keep in mind is your decor, your interiors. The more fabric, the more rugs, the more curtains, the more folderol there is to catch dust. I like to suggest that you think minimalism in this respect.
Bob, is there a way to test for air quality? Is that a do-it-yourselfer project, or do you have to call in a professional?
The first thing that comes to mind is humidity. The ideal humidity rate ought to be somewhere between 30 and 50%. That's the ideal range. And if it gets above that range, you're creating a habitat for harmful stuff, mold and mildew, et cetera. So something to keep in mind during the heating season, that many of today's modern, tightly built, super insulated homes don't have as many air changes happening as we did with older kind of drafty, leaky houses, as they might be referred to. You want to make sure that there are enough air changes occurring. These are all factors to consider in terms of respiratory health and air quality.
That was home improvement expert Bob Vila speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.